is at the hospital with his dad, but you can reach him on his business phone if you need to get a hold of him. But that is where he's at. And that's basically all I know. I think his dad has been sick. Well, apparently he is sick because he's in the hospital. So we need to keep him and his family in our prayers. So let's get started.
Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive you when we fall short, Lord. We ask you to be with us today as we conduct the business of the county, that everything we do will make our county a better place to live. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, need approval of the building and zoning workshop, April 20th. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
All right.
Need approval of the regular meeting, April 20th.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Vouchers.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Any constitutional officer like to speak? No? All right, need a motion to go in the public hearing.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Aye. I had a petition by James and Cynthia Harris requesting special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exception to the County Land Development Regulations to promote one recreational vehicle in an agricultural zone district in accordance with petition dated 12-15-2022 to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel 10-10-13-4546-00-Bravo-260-1353-NE-644-Street, Old Town, Florida, Commission District 2. There is opposition to it.
Is that opposition here?
Or did he leave?
He was here. Any opposition on the phone? I've talked to Mr. Harris. I went by and looked at his operation he's got going on there. Everything's good to go. And I think he's going to be a good addition.
Mr. Harris is here.
You like to speak, Mr. Harris? Sorry.
I'm all right.
I'm going to motion to approve.
Got a motion. Motion to approve, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Petition by Jacqueline Vega requesting special exception be granted as provided in 4.14.5, special exception number 10, child care centers located within a commercial intense zoning district in accordance with petition dated 4-5-2023 to be located on the property described as follows: on the parcel 24-1-13-00-48-78-16-0-127-Southeast 349
Highway, Ocean, Florida, 3608,
Commission District 2, Mr.
Daniel. Any opposition on this one?
Yes, sir.
Any opposition here? Any opposition on the phone?
Commissioners, before y'all take a vote on this one, one point of clarity on this, and I thought we had caught that. This application was submitted by the agent for the owner.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the resolution, you will see that the owner's name is on the resolution. I don't see it here
right. In
this, so that is clear for the record's sake. If Ms. Vega is not owner of this parcel, and Mr. Robert Tuttle, is that not correct, Mr. Leon?
Sure.
And I did check with his office. He does have documentation for her to act as a special agent to
get all that. And in the advertisement for it, it was published that she was the agent right there for that.
Okay.
So this is right there.
I've been went and looked at it, and there's It comes with enough property to, for the playground and everything else that's required for the daycare part of
the town. The only thing she's doing right here is zoning approval.
Right.
She still has to submit her site plan and get everything.
Oh, her problems are just starting. This is the easy part. Motion to approve.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood, to approve. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. All right.
All right. Third one right here was tabled. On the 20th meeting, in petition by Dale Colton. The on property described as follows: the county of Colton, 19, 13, 12, 2952, 00G, 0060, 46 Southeast Escoding Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 3680, to request a variance to exceed the non habitable boathouse limit of 500 square feet to 2616 square feet for the construction of a 41 by 52 foot boathouse, a 22 by 22 foot non-habitable storage room built above the boathouse by a petition dated 3/30/2023, which is located within section 4.7 RS MH Dixie County Land Development Regulations. So it's a large boathouse. We're going to articulate that it is a non-habitable space above it, only because we have a code enforcement issue now with one of these this morning. That will be documented for the records. The other part of this that was peculiar was it's right up on the setbacks from the property line. And it's some weird history on this property adjoining to it. It should have been dug out with the canal. If you look at it, it was platted as a canal. Well, in 2003, there was a quick claim deed done on this because it wasn't dug out. It's only 24 feet wide, and it's a non-buildable lot. So they have no argument on anything right there. It's a non-buildable lot, period. It's been part of the canal. And I couldn't be here that evening, so I wanted to make sure if there was any questions on that. I have the printout for that. Other than the size of the boathouse, I didn't have any issues with anything else on it.
Any opposition on it? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
We need a motion to go back to the board.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
The resolution is 2023-44, Harris.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second,
Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
And then 2023-45, Jacqueline Vega.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second,
Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
And then 2023-42, Bill Colson.
Motion.
The motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Leon. We got two lovely ladies would like to come up and speak now. Anti-drug coalition.
Thank you for those that don't know us. I'm Tina Van Arnum, and this is Ms. Sheila Frierson. We work with the Dixie County Anti-Drug Coalition and Dixie Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, and we also have a recovery community organization. There are eight of us on staff in our office and two facilities. We want to bring you some announcements today. The first one is there is going to be on May 18th in Ocala a mental health and substance misuse summit. It is free to all. You must register. And you want to say, Ms. Katrina, why are you talking about mental health? In 2012, when I began working on this in Dixie County with the Anti-Drug Coalition, there was a community health improvement plan handed to me. And in front of that health improvement plan, this statement was there. In 2012, Dixie County had 85% higher mental, physical, and emotional disability compared to the rest of the state. I'll say that again. mental, physical, and emotional disabilities 85% higher compared to the rest of the state. So we've been working in this community for 12 years now, and it's not just Dixie County that has those kinds of statistics. Since 2020, you know, we're body, mind, and spirit, and we're all busy, too busy, and need help in those areas. So this is an amazing meeting. It's a summit. It's a one-day summit. Professionals, the faith sector. And if you know someone that has a substance issue or a loved one or someone that has a mental health issue, and when you begin in substance abuse, you didn't have a mental health issue before you started, you do afterwards. And anyone that loves you and is trying to help you through that will also have the same thing. So we wanted to announce that. The other thing, so this year we're going to really step up our game in prevention. I have people say to us almost once a month for sure, there's nothing for youth to do. There are lots of amazing natural things, hunting, fishing. It's not that there are not anything to do in our community, and I'm going to say that plain out. We need our parents on board to help with prevention. We're in a crisis, and Sheila is going to share a little bit about that crisis with you. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. I just have a comical thing. I just received from DEA yesterday an alert on a drug called xylazine. Of you that may have raised deer, have cattle, xylazine is rompum. It is not regulated. It is your actual veterinarian medication. You can obtain by your vet for the use for you to use on your cows, your horses. It is called the trank dope is what is the street name is. It is a drug intended to put horses or cows or deer in a stupor so that they can be transported, so that they can be treated, and it now has entered into our drugs primarily in fentanyl. So not only are they getting a high dose opiate, they're also getting this tranquilizer. There is no reversal drug for human use. The only reversal drug that's available is the drug for veterinarian use for this drug. So we're getting an alert because we're a farming community, because we are also a community that has a lot of veterinarian services available. Xylazine is entering into the drugs. So I have a flyer for you all, and I also have a flyer available for others. Another thing we're having in this community, and we've already seen one overdose from this, is called fake pills. One pill kills. The cartels have been able to recreate the actual presses, the pharmaceutical presses that are used. They will look identical to a Percocet, identical to a Xanax. They have been pressed with the same numbers. You do not know if it's a real pill or a fake pill. And like I said, we've had one incident of overdose in our community from a fake pill. They thought they were getting Xanax, and they got Xanax that was laced with fentanyl. So the person survived, but we're just making you aware that this is out there, so we need to be aware. We try to do campaigns to let the community know if it didn't come from your pharmacist, don't take it. Don't take pills from friends. Don't take pills from others. Don't buy them on the streets because they could be laced. So
June 28th.
And also on June 28th, we will be having a town hall meeting. It will be held at the Ruth Raines Middle School from 11 to 2. We have two ladies that will be coming to speak on Delta 8, which is the, was allowed through the agriculture bill to pass that allows derivatives of the hemp plant, which is the THC oils, to be added into gummies. We're selling them in Dixie County. So just to make you aware, they're being sold at our Chippy Market that is across the street from the old high school gym, and maybe other places I've been told. So these, we need to be aware, and they'll be talking about what's sold in our communities and how we can surveillance our communities to make sure they're not being sold to underage. It is a legal product.
legal product, THC level 25. 1970, THC was, you would see a level 4 to 7. One gummy has level 25. So this is, we're not seeing you yet by those, but educate, help people to be aware, and then we need to unite our community, right, so that we're ready, so that it doesn't catch us off guard. Write down June 28th. From 11 to 1, it will be a free event. Lunch will be there, and we need reservations. Thank you.
So you can contact our coalition, Katrina or I, and we'll be glad to have it available for you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Steve?
You can pass them out. And
yeah, you got time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can pass them out one
more time.
You all right? Go ahead.
Oh, you sure are. I'm not real coordinated with you.
Fine.
Better than the shots.
Morning, board. We have some water board maintenance to do here. Our number five, Hal Strickland, he has resigned. So I believe we have to have an approval on that. And also, Mr. Ben West, seat number one needs to be appointed.
On Mr. Ben, what happened there with him was he actually missed the qualifying. He forgot. But he called me afterwards, and it was too late for him to sign up through Ms. Starlet. So we talked about it in our board meeting previously, and it just got overlooked that we didn't get him back appointed. But he is on the board. He wants to stay there, so I'm going to make a motion for Mr. Ben.
Perfect. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, and a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Mr. Talmadge, did you get that in writing also?
Not yet, okay. But he did. There was a text.
Okay. I did get the text also, so motion to remove him off the board and accept his resignation.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, and a second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Our board is looking at the Suwannee Water and Sewer District ordinance that we'll be making suggestions for the board to vote on.
For the seat number five?
For the ordinance.
Okay. What about seat five, putting somebody else at seat five?
Well, we're going to wait until we get this ordinance done because we're going to
want
an at-large seat also.
Yes, sir.
We have five installations waiting on power and before other things. We continue to do blow-offs and ensure lines are flushed. The last storm we had this last weekend, we did very well with sealing our grinders and vents. We had a high water alarm, but it did not overflow, so we're making really good progress on that. Our backhoe right now is out of commission. It's was sent as certified hydraulics. Right now, that estimate was $13,000 to fix it, so we are looking at other places to bring it for other estimates. So we are out of commission there. Sprayfield, we are in the process of sprayfield number six being repaired. All three water pumps are online and they're working good. We had an electrician come out and look at a broken transfer switch for the water plant. I called Ring Power and other companies to come out, and they were just outrageous in prices, $15,000 to $20,000 just to replace the switch. This electrician made his own little box to replace the boards, and we're up and running again. It's a temporary fix, but it'll get us by until we can get better pricing on transfer switches. And transfer switches right now are 40 to 60 weeks out. So with the hurricane season coming, this little box for $1,500 was a godsend.
Yep.
Other than that, that's all I have today.
Mr. Steve, whenever y'all get to y'all's ordinances run through that, just be sure we get them to Ms. Chana.
Yes.
To she can look over them also. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Greg?
Well, I'll just start off on reinforcing what he said. We're dealing with generators and transfer switches right now. Lead times are horrible. So that's across the board. The EOC, we received a geotech on that, so that one will be able to progress a little bit quicker now as we've gotten that data. The Old Town Fire Station, we've also got geotech received on that. We're working on the stormwater analysis around that station and then setting the finish point for that to make sure that we don't have any flooding issues in the future with that one. CDBG application, we're working on the agreements. We're coordinating that with Plain staff. And then on Howe Chairs, we've completed our survey. We've also got the geotech as far as the pavement thickness. The existing pavement there is about 3 to 4 inches. So we're looking at probably a milling depth, possibly about 1.5 to 2 inches. We're going to do it a different way, but I think we can fill it. We can get the milling and we'll resurface the pavement. But our thoughts are at the present time.
Okay. Sounds good.
So you're going to remill it and pack it down and...
Anything else for me?
Thank you. Thank you for everything you do for us.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Locklear.
I don't have anything
else for you. We appreciate you, too. Miss Cindy.
Right now, everything is calm at all three facilities. I keep trying really hard not to add another program to ours.
Have it here and available. So we'll be having a discussion on that.
Motion to accept.
We got a motion to accept.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
I'll hang around afterwards and get it signed.
Okay.
Update on the appropriations. I had a phone call from Tallahassee day before yesterday. Looks like the tankers are in the budget. One. But that's one more than what we have. $650,000. That's going to leave us about $165,000 for equipment on trucks so that we fully outfit. I was told there is still some dollars. There is still some movement. Don't quit thinking about it just yet, but pretty sure it's going to happen. So, but that's good. That's a good thing. That's better than $500,000 this year in new fire trucks. So yeah, we should have it in 20 years at the rate they're building. So, as soon as we get definite confirmation, I've already talked to the vendor, and we'll start the process. We're already looking at this. So that's moving along this morning. Y'all know it did make the budget, and it looks like that's going to be probably a done deal unless the governor decides to go crazy, and I was told he was not going
to.
I'll be going to Florida Gateway tonight. We have three staff members graduating from Fire Academy tonight.
Good deal.
Possibly four. One of those graduating has turned in an application, as well as her husband. We'll see how that goes, but I'll be leaving about 3:30 going over there tonight. And my staff, I've got staff scattered all over the state. Got some Tallahassee, Andy Lemmerman, Steve Ferguson's down south at Fire College instructor training, so everybody's scattered. We're still wondering where Roy's at. He was at the office passing out drugs. So everybody's kind of out of pocket for me. We will be, so y'all know, over the next 2 months, we'll be out of pocket a lot. We have the state EMS meetings. Yep. We have the Fire Chiefs Conference. We have Chief Ferguson has one more class of his executive leadership class he's got to take. I've got a vacation, I hope, if I can get a leave request to the boss. But the next 2 months, we will be very busy in out of my office, I should say. But we will be keeping up with everything. I assure you somebody will be at the meeting. Wildfire situation. We got a phone call. I may have told y'all the other day, but we got a phone call from National Weather Service out of Tallahassee. They were looking at moving us into an extreme drought situation. We did get almost 2 inches of rain this weekend. It varied some more, some less, but my grass is already dying again. We've had a couple of wildfires already. Not big, not catastrophic. That time's coming. The state has not been issuing burn authorizations for the last 2 or 3 weeks, most days. So just be aware, be cautious, be careful. If you see people burning, make sure they're legal, because right now it's a way, and we're having humidities, could be disastrous for the county. I'd imagine getting more information on that later.
Privately. Our family, I'll just say our family experienced one of those close calls.
They're well educated. I mentioned to y'all at the last meeting, I'm pretty sure it was the last meeting, that Chief Lerman and I had been looking at and working on trying to get a Firefighter 1 program, EMT program, started in the high school. We had a meeting a day or two after that, last week sometime. The high school wants to start that class August 10th. We were expecting to have another year to prepare for that. So we are running sideways right now. The school said that they have enough interest already from what they're seeing for two classes.
Hey.
So we're working on that. Unless the board says no, we're going to move forward.
No, you move forward with it.
There will be some cost. I will have to pay instructors to be at the high school. But at the end of the day, it's well worth it to have our children graduate high school and be able to work in our county and provide that level of service to our community.
Good deal.
We have one complication, and Chana mentioned the contact the other day. I haven't yet pulled that string, but I did speak to the director over the EMS department at Florida Gateway yesterday. I will be seeing him next week at a meeting. I told him what we wanted to do and if we needed to do dual enrollment classes, and he's working on the criteria for what we need to get EMT for. Well, that's going to be the factor we've got to get in place, because I can't hire them until they have EMT. So for their senior year, they need to be able to go to EMT, do a dual enrollment, get high school credit, college credit, graduate out of high school with an EMT degree, be ready to move forward. We're working on that. I may have to call the board. I may have to call a few other people, but hopefully we can sort that out next week. But I wanted y'all to know where that was because it took us by surprise as well. And the last thing that I have is I have a flyer here I'll give you as I get done. May the 19th, I think that is that next Friday or Friday week?
Friday after the board meeting. So
Friday after the board meeting. We have the pre-hurricane season kickoff meeting at our office for all the key leader stakeholders throughout the county, cities, towns, clerks. I don't remember how many Chief Garner told me. There was quite a few that he sent out to. I'll be giving you a flyer on it today. We'd like everybody that's able and available to be there. We will be serving lunch. I think he's got barbecue scheduled, same as last year. But that's something that we can get everybody there. It's important to give you kind of an idea of what hurricane season is going to be this year. It's almost about 27 days.
Yeah.
26 days it's coming. And that'll consume us for the next 6 months, that battle and everything else. So, I want to let y'all know of that, give you a public invite to it, and we'll go from there. But, I don't have anything else, I don't believe, unless the board has something to me.
Thank you.
Sir.
Do you have anything for Mr. Pendarvis?
I know he handled that for him.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Let me you grab this and give it to you on my way out here. I strapped it right up somewhere.
Yes, sir. Gail's not here. Miss Holly is not here.
I got one. Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Miss Angie?
I don't have anything unless y'all have something to.
Thank you, Miss Angie. Mr. Duane.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I'll refer to your county manager report. We'll get started on the action items. A couple pages here. Action item number one. I need board approval to allow Shelby Lindy, the Dixon County High School coach, soccer coach, to conduct a soccer camp at the Little League field this coming July 10th through July 21st. She provided this service last year for the children. There's nothing else going on at this time. It doesn't interfere with any other programs that y'all have approved. Just need y'all's approval.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye. Number two, I need board approval for W.W. Gay to replace some pipes out at the jail for some maintenance. There's some backflow preventers and some valves coming off of our chiller system in a total amount of $8,961.61.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Need board approval to purchase 2 36-inch by 40-foot culverts to be placed around the Butler Cemetery Stormwater Project. This is based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation. They're starting to move in that direction towards the south there.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye. Number four, I need board approval for Second Amendment of Northwest Highway 358. That's the old 19 project, the ditch cleanout. It's to add mowing on both sides of this highway, approximately 9 miles, to the contractor. And what this does is add one excavator with a zero-turn radius with a mulching head at a cost of $207.25. per hour based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
You got a motion, Mr. Osteen?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Number five, I need board approval to execute a federal aviation. It's a design-only grant agreement for the construction of taxi lanes for some new hangars out at the airport in the amount of $85,500.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Number six, I need board approval to execute the DOT grant agreement. This is for County Road 349. It starts at the end of County Road 349 south and runs north to the beginning of the new pavement. It's in the amount of $7,210,626.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
This is the same project that y'all have moved forward DOT and partnering on the the trial with, yes, sir, with the design bill.
Okay.
I need board approval to execute the resolution 2023-46 in support of this agreement above for County Road 349.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Number eight, board approval to partner with the Town of Cross City in the amount of $7,500 in compensation for a 2023 Duke Energy Florida Economic Development Grant application, and it's a pending a grant award. So the Town of Cross City is applying for this economic development study. If they get it, we will partner with them. We're agreeing to partner with them up to $7,500. However, obviously, if they do not get awarded this grant agreement, we're not obligated for the $7,500, and it would be for the next budget year. So I would have to budget it for the October budget meeting. It wouldn't be for this fiscal year.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Number nine, board approval to accept the lowest quote for a fencing around the retention pond at the Cross City Flood Management Improvement Project. It's from Rollison Fencing in the amount of $6,200.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 10, board approval to accept the highest bid for the surplus crossbelt magnet piece of equipment, and that was provided by D&L Contracting in the amount of $5,002. The minimum was set for five. They met the minimum requirement.
We got a motion by Mr.
Second.
Hatch and second by the other two. All in favor. All in favor.
Number 11, this is on the old landfill site. I need board approval to discuss and accept the highest bid for the county-owned property at the old landfill site. The highest bid was submitted verbally at $10,100 above highest bidder. And that total amount was $115,100, and it was provided by Dixie Green Acres, LLC. This is a unique bid. I've been here 8 years with the county. I've never seen it worded like this. It is not your typical bid. On the flip side of that, I immediately got a hold of the board's attorney. We sat down and reviewed the bid packets. We don't see anything that prohibits it, but it does. It would cause to where in the future we would need to bid more stricter and they put more restraints in the bid advertisement. But I would turn it over to y'all's board's attorney for open discussion on that, and if y'all got any questions in regards to the bid tabulations.
Is that a bid illegal?
I can find nothing that says this is an illegal bid. Part of that is based on you have to be responsive to the bid invitation. We did not specifically state they had to state a total value amount. I did review several different areas. The only thing I've seen that I do want to make the board aware of, you know, we're supposed to accept the most responsive bid. There was in the federal bid procurement manual instructions that a bid could be rejected, could be, for irregularities, which would give the bidder a competitive advantage over other bidders. It did not say they had to be, shall be, they could be. The other option the board has, of course, is to kick that bid out as being non-responsive and accept the next bid. The other option is to kick all the bids out because of lack of clarity in our bid invitation and either rebid or, you know, re-request bid back through the whole process and have everyone resubmit or just not sell the property. That's kind of our options that I see them on the table, gentlemen.
It's legal.
I cannot find anything that says it's not legal. I can't find anything either that says it is legal. So this is one of those that's not black and white. This is going to be, it could be rejected. Could be. So this is one of those where an attorney says, what if or but for?
Mr.
I told several people to bid all the time, and they've never seen a bid like that. It's an irresponsible bid. Should be thrown out. I had the next highest bid at $105,000. I put in a real bid. I sat on this board for 12 years and never opened a bid that looked like that in my life. Never heard of nothing. I called a half dozen people that put in bids every day, and they've never heard of anything like that. Now, if you throw them all out, That puts Dwight at the advantage because he knows what everybody's bids are. That's what he was trying to do start with. He's trying to play on words to where he didn't have to put in a bid of a certain amount.
And I can agree with some of what Mr. Hickamano said. I talked to several attorneys, and they all told me the same thing I found. They could not tell me that it was legal because they couldn't find where it said you could do it, but likewise, they couldn't find where you could not do it. So, you know.
Says in your bid packet, y'all can kick out any bid y'all want to. So, y'all got option to throw the bid out.
Well, if you say it's legal, I'll make the motion to accept this bid.
You got it. A motion, Mr. Osteen, to accept this bid. Do I have a second?
I'm on second for discussion.
Okay, we got a second for discussion, Mr. Hatch.
Where I'm at with this is I don't like the way this all went. Can't find nothing illegal about it, period. I don't like it. End of story. I just think it's manipulating the system a little bit. County needs some money.
And gentlemen, like I told you, the way I see your options is we can dismiss that bid as being an irregular bid. We can go with the second highest bidder. We can dismiss all of them because our bid packet was not clear in the fact that it must state a dollar amount. Or we have no obligation to sell the property. We have a piece of property we did not sell once before. Again, that is, from a legal standpoint, that's the option as I see them. I could not find anything that said it was legal. So I could not find anything that said it was illegal.
Well, I do think that we got to fix that where this will never happen again. And I think we can do that. But I also got to remember this property is a DEP closed dump. And it needs to be off our taxpayers. It needs to be off us as a board.
You done? Yeah. Mr. Gene would like to speak again.
I talked to several of y'all before y'all brought this team up for sale. And the smartest thing the board can do is keep it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be many years down the road they're going to shut out all your burn entities to the roll-off site. Your transfer station is too close to the airport, so you can't put a burn curtain there. That's the only piece of property the county owns that's big enough to put a curtain at, collect debris, and burn it, and there's no residential around it. It's going to be one day you're going to wish you'd have kept it. And I told a couple of y'all that before you put it up for sale. It's no value to the county sitting there like it is, but when they come down and tell you to shut down that burning at them roll-off sites, what you going to do? Everything you got is out there at the transfer station, and you can't burn there because of the airport.
We got any other land, Dwayne?
A large piece is still out there close to it. It's at the training facility, 100-acre piece. At the Department of Corrections training facility, it's east of the east unit. As far as a large piece, you have some smaller stuff, but not, like Mr. Hickenbottom said, that is your two largest tracts that the Board of County Commissioners own as a public entity. It's old landfill site and the 100 acres. That's the two that I'm immediately aware of.
But the one at the training building, would it still also, it's right there close to the
Yeah, I don't know what the requirements of a burn curtain without digging into it. I don't know, Mr. John Locker, I don't know if you are familiar with the actual burn curtain or Greg requirements. you know, do you got to be a certain amount of feet away, or I don't know that. I'd have to get back to the board on that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
As well as
there are setbacks.
Yes, sir.
From his property, but also just comes down to being good neighbors in terms of having a larger parcel.
Yes, sir.
As well.
Sure.
So I wouldn't think you wanted another about 20 acres.
For sure.
Just my experience.
And I do know, and I'm not an expert on the aviation, so I'll leave that one up in the air a little bit, but I do know if we go to messing around anywhere close to that airport, there is aviation laws and restrictions that we will have to comply with that may be sufficient distance from it that we wouldn't be impacted, but aviation is very particular about their airports.
I know you can't burn at the transfer station, but we checked into it one time. That's only, what, a few hundred yards north of the transfer station?
Is your second still holding your second?
Yeah, we still got a budget.
Yeah, I know. Any more discussion? Mr. Wood?
No, sir, I don't have.
All right, we got a motion and a second to sell the property. All in favor? Mr. Wood?
Aye.
Number 12, I need board direction.
That was all, we all agreed in the selling it.
Thank you.
You're going to sell it to Dwight if that bid?
Yes, sir.
Number 12, I need board direction on the budget planning and preparation for this coming fiscal year, 23-24 budget year. Last year, we held a workshop to kind of discuss some guidance for what we consider, you know, with finance team and my staff in the county manager's office as a loose budget committee, if you will. You know, there's no set budget committee. The county manager's office and finance office always handled it. We just need some direction. We want to start by the end of May, start getting out reports to all of our department heads. We want to get reports out to the board if there's some specific areas y'all would like to look at and make recommendations. Or we can do a line by line. I know one of the commissioners last year had asked for a line by line budget time. I don't recommend that, and specifically because myself and the finance team, we worked about 170, 180 hours last year on the budget. How many workshops would y'all have to hold to do that? I mean, but again, that's y'all's right. Y'all are over it. Y'all do have to approve it. I want y'all involved as much as y'all want to be involved, or y'all can allow us to work on it and bring the recommendations back to y'all. What I want to look at, though, in that workshop, or if y'all give us liberty to move forward today, proposed rates this year, you know, as far as our minimum rates, we have to go up to the $12 minimum for any employees to meet the federal regulation for minimum wage. last year, by doing that, we also increased all department heads an additional $2 with administration staff. That would be my recommendation to follow that same suit. Y'all can look at that. We can come back. If that doesn't work out as far as our projected revenues, we would obviously cut back on that where needed. I've been talking and presenting to the board over the past 3 years in regards to the HSA accounts versus the FSA account. We started the FSA accounts with our employees who do not accept the board health insurance. That's something we need to look at, doing it across the board. I feel like in years to come, that will start saving county money instead of that initial, it's like $184,000 in HSA money that goes out that the board doesn't get back. If we roll it into an FSA account, you would put that money out, but if it did not get expended, the board, you know, you wouldn't have to put that much money out the next time it would be there. From my understanding of it, it would be a cost savings at some point.
But I thought you was raising your hand. So, I know Miss Katrina had a word for you. I'm sorry about that. Open bid. Yeah. I've always wanted to do that. It's so cute. And then special projects by commissioners. We get asked throughout the year by y'all and about your constituents ask, hey, I would like to see this done. We need to know ahead of time. You know, y'all always talk about earmarking money for this, and this. We do not earmark money for anything, but we can put it in the budget. For example, if at one of the parks or if that's something y'all wanted to see, a new pavilion built. You know, I only have a repair and maintenance budget for, let's just say, the Glendale's Park where we're doing the pickleball courts. If we didn't know that ahead of time, we would have went ahead and budgeted that. Y'all wouldn't even have to vote on it. You know what I'm saying? So there are some special projects out there that y'all hear about that if we could get it in budget, it would cut down on confusion and having to figure out, okay, where can we get the money out of general fund to offset these projects. Nothing wrong with special projects. It would just help us on the front end to know kind of what y'all's foresight is on them. So if y'all would be thinking about that, today if y'all give me the liberty, so really I guess I need a vote on do y'all want to do a workshop, kind of hash all this out, or do y'all want to give finance? And we're going to discuss some budget items here in just a minute when Jackie and Brennan, the clerk's time comes up. I just need a direction. Here we are. We're at the budget.
I'll give you a direction. I want to do the
FSA, Flex Spending Account.
Yes. Yep. I want to do that.
Okay.
Special projects and requests. I want to look at the over-the-road truck for the solid waste.
Okay.
And I want to something other with this rock. I don't know if we got a piece of junk rock crusher or what it is, but we wasting more money on rock.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
Yeah. I mean, it's the old equipment. As soon as you get it running, within 2 weeks, you know, you crush 150 loads, goes right back down. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Limb mower needs to be replaced.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is equipment, you know, equipment purchase or upgrades. Yeah.
The limb mower.
Okay.
Instead of that one with the arm on, I see other businesses got that one that shreds all over it up and you don't
have like a mulch head versus a bush hog.
Only thing with that mulch head
is we're working the ditches with it.
Only thing with that is that mess cannot go in them ditches. Cause remember Central Florida come around and I think it's Central Florida Duke, one of them, if not both of them, they blow all that crap back in the ditches.
They cut their power lines and it fell in the right of way, then they just mulch and lift it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like leaving the remnants of the mulch.
We can't do that.
And it never goes away either.
Yeah. It takes forever for it to go away. So that's
the would y'all have to look at a mulch head versus a limb mower or maybe both? Some options or?
What about that? You want to set the blades on it?
Yeah, like on the
arm saw.
We cut these rods.
Fiberglass arm saw or whatever that is?
No, not the fiberglass arm saw. There's one. Levy County's got one.
It's got this thin blade on it.
It's just got the blade that still goes up. It's not the bush hog type like we got that we're trying to cut limbs with. It's actually got same extension arm except it's got blades on it.
Yes, sir.
Just look into it.
Yeah.
You know, it may be worse. It may be cost more for that to keep it, you know, in service than what we got, but I don't think so.
What would be some other examples of, like, specialty projects, like the different?
Well, if there's pieces of roads that are not going to be scrap or scrap eligible, that is something that needs to be done, or that. You know.
So we get them to agree on a road, like some of the roads that y'all have put in for that doesn't get accepted. Y'all say, okay, hey, this coming budget year or the following, let's work at getting this in our budget and the county handling this project.
Some of the roads down there in 20, we talked about it a dozen times. Them roads ain't got the surface right-of-way for DOT projects.
For approval for them to accept them.
So them's the kind of areas we need to be looking at, in my opinion.
You might be able to do one or two of them a year, or, you know, you might be able to do
all of them at once. But
exactly.
You could stagger them in.
Yeah, maybe one in each district each cycle.
But I think we ought to look for a right-of-way where we're going to have right-of-way issues that we can go in there and spend our money on there because DOT's not going to.
Right.
And there ain't a road down there besides 349 that's going to meet DOT requirement.
Cool. Mr. Gregg has us.
As far as Swanee goes, that's the 349 project.
Yeah.
If you kind of coordinate any of that with that work, probably in small roads, and you pay a fortune in mobilization costs.
To get there.
If we can work it with another project, I think that would be
the they'll already be down there.
Exactly. That means the
county's
advantage. All the roads in Swanee.
All
the
roads in
Swanee.
Special project.
I'm still trying to get Highway 358 done.
But I don't want to do a workshop right now and line by line review. We'll do that like we always do. The raises, I'm good with raises.
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
And special projects, I would like to I don't know. I didn't know about pickleball until 2 months ago. I thought pickleball was on hamburgers.
I was just not that example. I wasn't calling that out. I was just saying
it sounds like
project throughout. I should have used D-track pickleball. Yeah.
But really and truly, I think we honestly... we've got to change some operating procedures, honestly, we do. But really and truly, we shouldn't have sold that property out there. Honestly, Gene was 100% correct about that. But at the end of the day, that money needs to get back into the general fund. But these community buildings that we're leasing out, it's costing us an arm and a leg to do that. So we've got to address that. We addressed this insurance thing. That's something that we've talked about for several years.
3, 4, 5 years.
So we got to do something with these buildings. We can't continue just throwing good money away. People deserve better.
Yep.
So I'd like for us to revisit, Angie. I think you've worked on it some. I want us to revisit our community buildings and do a lease on them or whatever, up our lease on whatever we got to do there. I'll hold the yellow to your turn. But honestly, we got to look at some of these. Me and Dwayne talked about this yesterday. Some of these are old sites on the hours of operation. We're spending a lot of money right there. And as our labor rate goes up, and I ain't for cutting services, but at the end of the day, we may have to trim up a little bit.
There's some areas, and we all know this as far as business leaders and administration. There's areas everybody can clean up and do better. But there are some places that we look at and see every year in administration. And I'll tell you, I commend the board for just this past year. We see the relief here on the garbage cans. And I know we don't like to talk about that, but it has been a tremendous help on that. And it's just been an eye-opener. Moving forward with that, y'all making that decision, it's helped out a bunch.
I want to see a report on that also. We're 1 quarter on it. I ain't seen what our numbers was.
Yeah. And I talked to the finance about that. So, hey, how could we show a cost savings or what? And I really don't know a difference other than I don't even know how would we move forward with showing an exact cost savings, but not.
It's easy. Just see what we're making. And we know what we was doing versus what we're doing now.
But see, the expense, Jackie, I think, is where Miss Jackie's going to stay, is because you're paying the same people the same amount of money, but they're getting more work done because they're not having to pick up.
But if you look at our runoff sites, you can see they're looking a lot better.
Yeah, the capacity.
Yes, they are.
That was the whole thing behind this. So actually, there is a cost savings there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how to get that on paper to show you all a bar graph or.
Well, you get paid the big bucks. You figure that out.
Yes, sir. I'll work on that.
Now, here's something else that I've that we've kicked down the road and kicked down the road, and I'm tired of kicking this one too. I want to put out for this medal. I want to advertise for this medal.
And that is my recommendation, Mr. Hatch. We've talked about that, me and the county manager. I think it's valuable to the point that we need to do an RFP or something.
Yes, it's time.
Because I don't think we need to handle it in-house. I think it needs to be put out. And let's bid it off, just like we would any other service.
Yep.
Because there is some value in what
I make a motion to do that.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to put out the scrap metal out for bid.
Second.
We got a second. Mr. Wood, any discussion?
Yes. What are we getting paid for the metal now?
Nothing. It's been back into the last time y'all discussed this, we got with the contractors. They come, done a whole cleanup. They paid us for one round, and it popped back up. We asked them to come out. They did like a half a load in Swanee. Some equipment's broke down there now. I think there's a big trailer half full of... The verbal agreement was is that they continue it up. They started out good, sounded good, but then it just went back to like it has been. There was a verbal agreement. There's another group that y'all have said, hey, if this company can't provide the services, allow them to do it until the company can. But so in the meantime, so my recommendation administratively is I would get with Solid Waste and say, hey, let's see if the other group can get us a cleanup, like a round cleanup, and then... But go ahead, don't waste on this, and let's go ahead within a month. Let's get out an advertisement that all three companies bid on it, and then that way we got an actual agreement, a contract to hold them. You got the correct invoicing. You got to hold like it needs to be done. You know, not just off of a gentleman's.
And I would open it, and I know you didn't mean just the three. Open it up. Not
three people. Absolutely. Open it to the world. It will be advertised to the world.
Well, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Now, Dwayne, go back to your 349 project.
Yes, sir.
Any milling down there? I want to keep some of that in Swanee. We got a road going to the water plant that everybody uses. That'd be a good project for everybody. We're not singling out Jay Blow's road. But everybody uses that road. It's about a little over a mile long, about a mile and a tenth, I believe. And also the roll-off site. I want to do that roll-off site in Midlands also.
Like the turn basin?
Yes.
And by the roll-off site?
Yes.
And where it connects to the road?
Yes. So, and any other Midlands we have, we got a haul of 55A, I'd be happy to do that.
You can share.
But that is a close place for that. Any millions, I would like to make a motion for it to go to them two places.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, for the millions to go to them two places.
Somebody better second that.
We got a second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Thank y'all. For a second.
I didn't.
Any other information from the other commissioners on the budget process? Y'all good with us?
Y'all been doing a fine job, and y'all keep us informed as
yep.
Keep it up.
Process goes.
Keep it up.
Yeah, man.
You know?
You good with that?
Yeah, y'all talking like y'all give us some options. You Miss Jackie, apparently you're feeling better and better because we tried to do some special stuff. And you woven us up. Now you said, hey, give us some special options. So, you know, you're throwing something out there new now at us to be thinking about. So that lets me know that it's looking real, real good or better.
We don't want to be surprised in October 4th meeting like we was last year about the purchase of the escalator.
Okay.
It was not budget.
Okay. Oh, I got you.
Give us a little bit of insight on what y'all think.
I got you.
It helps if we know where your priorities are because you're listening to your citizens and you know where the priorities are.
Yep.
We're sitting here, Dwayne, of course, has got his finger on it. But, you know, as our finance, we don't know where the priorities are.
Yeah.
So that's why we want
some input.
To have that input and say, this is what we're, you know, this. See if we can work this in and see if we can afford this.
Yep.
And that's what we want to do.
Good deal.
Is try to get that together.
Yep.
One other thing that this will afford you
is the grant opportunities out there. And, you know, ahead of time, there are certain windows over the year that those are available.
We can jump on
ahead of time. It don't do as much good the day after it closes. Say, oh, I want to go do this. Well, that grant cycle just closed last week. But if we know ahead of time, then we go ahead. We'd be looking at that, too.
Well, FEMA's got some stuff out there now, some grant openings, and 20 still needs a seawall.
Working on
that.
Yeah.
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 Another, and you may know this, but is there any opportunity for the park? Is the Florida open again? Because they were, that's another option where you actually could have some more revenue to help offset the cost of these parks if we could get some FERDAP grants to upgrade the parks, especially Horseshoe and Suwannee. And I don't know.
She's Gina.
Obviously, there's other opportunity.
Yeah.
And there's a great influx of people looking for recreational opportunities and places to be parked in. And we can take advantage of that. It doesn't have to be a private campground. We could have a nice campground in strategic places in the county. And I think it would be good. And everybody could benefit from it. Yeah. It needs to be better organized eventually. You know, we need to head to where we've got sites but that's gonna take some money to get that organized and get things like it needs to be. You know, like you look in these other parks and how they have things set up. But
and I'm gonna throw this out there. I haven't had a chance to talk with Dwayne. But we gonna need to think about in the next year or so, is our Little League complex.
Mm-hmm.
I went out there to see them the other day and took some stuff out there. 9 o'clock in the morning. That place was packed.
Mm-hmm.
When I say packed, now I used to help run this 20-something years ago with my kids. So I know that. I know it very well. This man here, I've helped him too. But at 9 o'clock the other morning, people was lined up down the roads. And I told one of the ladies, I want them to get, and she's supposed to make me a video of it. And she told me that she's going to try and get the drone footage of it so I can show it to y'all, that at one time, at lunchtime, there was people almost on the side of the road all the way out there to the red light at 19, around the curve part. So we're getting more and more kids. I know we got 20-something acres out here at Hudson.
Yeah.
We're working with 7 acres out there. What could we do if we could get the right grants at the right time, as Mr. Greg said, what could we do for our children out here? Yeah. Soccer fields. I'm talking about professional soccer fields. Plenty of, if you want to do a football field, which we got the football field here that we use anyway.
We have lighting?
You got a little bit of light there, but I'm talking about you'd have to redo it all. Make enough parking so people ain't lined up out. Walking across,
it gets dangerous,
but we're going to have to think about that in the next couple of years on that.
The overflow from the little, I'm sorry, was you finished?
No, go ahead.
Overflow of the kids, like my grandkids and a lot of them, been going to Hudson Ball Field. They've been practicing. Another, I believe you work for the EMS, coaches the team, and he's been having games out there. We need to do something out there. We need to update that. I mean,
people go out there and they love it. Our kids really pay attention out there. They're not, you know, there's so many people out there in the other field, they're occupied watching to see what they're doing, but they're doing great out there.
Well, we have to use the cleaning bill somehow.
Exactly.
I mean, both of my girls play in the travel all over the place, and it is amazing to see what other places offer.
Exactly.
It really is.
And if they can get it, we can get it also.
It makes you, honestly, just like, I want that for my girls. Like, my girls love softball. We don't stand in, like, I hate when we go, I mean, places like that, and it's like, I want that here for our girls.
Yep.
Like, our county deserves that, too.
Yep.
Yes, right? They do.
So y'all count me in.
Great projects to work on.
Well, I cleaned that up for you the other day.
Well,
too,
if you look, Mayor's got a huge complex they built. Newberry, I went out there softball season, whenever that was. They've got a complex out there that's unreal.
So much
yeah.
Chicken.
Yep.
And Fort White.
Yeah.
There's another side to that, too. The other side to that is I've wanted them out there for years. And when I've talked about it to Tim, I've talked about it to Mike, I've talked about it to you privately, but I've always wanted them out there. I want the horse people out there too.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what that does is actually it opens up our industrial park, and the community building needs to lead from that there too. That's an industrial park, so that will open up some business opportunities also in that area right there by the airport.
Exactly.
So I'm all for putting everything out there through a grant as a...
We just got to find it.
But I'm all for leaving Roy Ward's name.
Yes.
Also.
He's the one that started that here.
But what people's going to misconstrued is we're shutting down the league. We're doing this. We're doing that. So as you present this...
Present it the right
papers,
way.
As y'all present this, we are wanting a better complex for our youth, not trying to shut one down. Because wording
we're making
is
it bigger and better.
Wording is could be dangerous right there.
Yes.
A prime example of what I'm talking about is you were eligible for a technical planning assistance grant that closed 3 weeks ago, and you could plan all this recreational. You got that kind of facility, and you want to plan that out. You could go ahead and support that effort, create those documents, and then that helps you apply for those other grants.
Next year.
How would we go about doing that, Matt? I go ahead and get everything in order.
We can get everything together. Then,
if I'm not mistaken, we've got some grant money out there for the Little League field.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure there's no conflict there. That. Because you're supposed to have it for X amount of time, and then you do the upkeep. You know the process better than anybody. But we need
obligations
to make,
that you have to meet in the back end.
See if we still are obligated out there with that money. I don't think we are, because I remember Mr. Arthur, me and him talking about that. Because actually, me and Mr. Arthur even talked about that out yonder.
New grants are a 20-year requirement.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking it was 15 to 20.
That gives us something. We got a year to work on it.
Well, we will look at other possibilities. I mean, we won't just look at that one, but yeah.
And you need to get Leon right there with his layover maps and see where the water's at.
There's a lot of water there. We can open a water park there for sure.
Water
park in an attention.
Mr. Leon's got some youngins, so hey.
Oh. Okay, so if nothing else, Mr. Chairman, on the budget side and planning and all, we'll move forward with y'all's recommendations. That'll give us a good starting point.
Okay.
I do have a few information items for the board. This involves you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
on the next board meeting, May 18th, the night meeting, Mr. Chairman, Jamie Story will be absent of the meeting. The May 19th, which Mr. Darren's already talked about, sits on y'all's list right here for the pre-hurricane season meeting. June 14th, that's on a Wednesday at 2 o'clock. This is the workshop that y'all have set up with the Cross City Town Council and the board at the public library. Want to ensure that we have that on the schedule, Ms. Cindy. But it is June 14th, Wednesday at 2 o'clock. And then the board, y'all are signed up for y'all's Florida Association of Counties Conference coming up at the end of June. the 27th through the 30th. I want to notify y'all that the Twin Lakes Canal cleanout, the mulching started on Monday at 351, headed towards the River Swamp and across State Road 349 and go towards the Moardy property. And County Road 358, Old 19 Ditch, started on Monday. But that road, we was able, with the Sheriff's Department and with MOT, was able to do a full road closure with offering a detour from up from the Hines Highway going out to the Gina Highway at this time. But yesterday, the contractor, they was assaulted. They was got bottles thrown at them from citizens because I guess they was mad that we had the lane closed. You know, it was an inconvenience to them of probably of about a total of about 3 minutes if they took the detour versus the road. So please inform the citizens that that road, I mean, we've got it advertised everywhere, but the road is closed. We are having trouble with people.
And they throw bottles at?
We did. We contacted the Sheriff's Department. At that time, they were done, went through and gone to contractor, you know, give a description, but they hadn't stopped anyone. So that's just very frustrating when y'all, you know, when we've got a lot of money going forward to help the community and then citizens
acting like
the way
that
they do.
They need to be
very frustrating.
Behind bars for a day or two to get their attention.
And then so the sheriff has agreed to do some night time because the first night the MOT signs was out. A lot of them was displaced. Then the update on County Road 340, they're getting close to start the milling on that in the next couple of weeks. So that project should be getting finalized, I'd say, within the next 2 months to be fully complete. So I've got a lot of projects going on out there. Keep in mind, you know, when y'all approve projects from the manager's office, again, y'all have, you know, more than half of y'all's budget, you know, over $38 million in these projects. I have four active road projects right now, whether in design or in construction. You've got three projects active out at the airport. So y'all have a lot going on that is continuing working every day. So I commend y'all for approving those projects. But that's all the information I have, Mr. Chairman, unless y'all have some.
Well,
I got one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Road, we was going to use 55A as a pilot program. You got any information on that yet?
No, sir. I will by the next board meeting.
Okay.
That's a pop that we don't have that program right now.
Right.
So I'll get with DOT, see how they orchestrate it. Are you familiar with a online operator program? Okay, so we'll check on that and get it back to you.
I'm going to say this, Mr. Duane.
Yes,
you
sir.
You said that we've got a lot of projects going on and everything, but I want to thank you, Mr. Paul, Ms. Martha, Ms. Chana, finance, anybody, because there's a lot of paperwork involved in this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, a lot. And I want to thank y'all for keeping up with it. Because I'd be lost if you told me in that. I'd be lost if someone wouldn't guide me through it. So thank y'all for the hard work that y'all do.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Watson?
Update on the foreclosure sale I brought to y'all the last time that was on the ship money. The sale was stopped, which should be good news for us as far as the owner has a sale pending. Haven't heard it's been completed yet. If the sale goes through that is proposed, which is why they got canceled the sale, we should get our money back, which would be able to be reinvested into the ship fund. Well, thank y'all for this wonderfully cold building.
We did pay the bill this week.
We're getting our money's worth. But the freezer in right here would be good. On a serious note, though, we've got some properties, and as y'all know, and everybody else probably does, I represent both the school board and the county. We've got two pieces of property, the piece in Suwannee and the school board meeting room in Old Town, that we have been talking about swapping and or gifting, the school board's gifting to the county in return for the county assisting with the construction of a road project going from the new high school over to the elementary and the middle school. I would like to let's get that done. Okay, I know the board, if y'all will say you're ready to get it, what the school is asking is that we get an agreement saying that y'all would assist. And, of course, at this point, not exactly able to give, and that's been one of the holdups is
I can't tell you exactly what assistance they want because they don't know. We're in the process of getting that, hopefully, an actual route set up. I know, and I think Mr. Bailey and Mr. Locklear both have looked in on this. So I anticipate what they're going to be wanting is some assistance in hauling rock, possibly some donation of some rock. I know we're going to be able to buy some. We do think that the grant that the school board got is going to fall short of being able to do the whole project. What we're, you know, kind of what I anticipate we're going to do is get as far as we can and hope that we can get some more funds or get a rock base at least for this road. If we can at least get the rock base, there's many a rock grade these school buses travel.
Yep.
And I think that was one of the things that we're talking about that has not been absolutely decided for the board by the board, so I'm a little bit ahead of the board on that. But we do meet next week with the school board, and I'd like to take it to them and say, hey, my county board said we will do everything we can within reason to assist the school in preparing this road. It'll be a restricted access road. It's mainly for the buses. It would also accommodate emergency vehicles. It would be available in a case of an emergency as an alternate route to evacuate the school or bring in any needed services if for any reason, because as it stands, you know, our high school is unique and it's one way in on the 19th. So we would like to have an alternate route, which is what we've been talking. We don't want it to be a pass-through road. So that's one of the things, and it's a moving creature in the fact that it doesn't just involve school property. It's going to involve some other entities and some coordination, and we're working on all of that. But I would like to get this property. The county paid for their side of the surveying and ready to receive it. The school board has paid for their side and ready to gift it. We just need to let's make this happen, and I need to get off my desk. So, y'all give me some direction on what you're willing to do, and I'll take it to the school board and say, the county's willing to do this, and hopefully that will be sufficient that we can get this deal done.
It needs to be done.
I think that through the years we've had a really good working relationship with the school board, as we're building a good working relationship with the city. We're going to help them within reason. End of story, I believe that. But also, if this road don't get paved, how are they going to maintain it without us? They don't own the motor grader. So the one thing that I want that to be in there also, they're looking at clearing some land, they're looking at rock, and at the end of the day, if that rock is not covered with asphalt, there's going to be another cost right there also.
Yep.
So they need to realize that too. So I ain't saying we're going to give them every grain of rock there, but we will do within reason, because if it's not paved, there will be a maintenance right there also, even with restricted traffic with just buses.
And so what I would like to take back to them, and again, you know, because of my unique position, if at any time anybody feels that we need to get another attorney involved, I'm more than willing to say, hey, we'll get one involved, and that's another issue I'll talk to y'all about in a minute. But do I have y'all's permission to say, hey, we'll assist with any clearing of land up to a point? Again, we're, you know, as far as if we need to haul debris away, we can provide a dump truck. You know, if we need an operator for some kind of equipment, maybe we can loan that. That we will provide some rock based on what we have available. That's always, I know, harder because we don't have a lot of rock. And I do know that there is money there that they're anticipating. The school is anticipating having to purchase a lot of that. But, you know, that being said, but you'd also be willing to maintain the road.
Till they get paid.
Yes. We need to definitely work together to get this done for us.
And I think, you know, that's one of the things is I just needed some articulation and, you know, I need some direction as to what I can put in from the county side, and this is what the county's willing to do so that I can take that to that board and say, this is what they're willing to do. Now, what else do you want, or is that good enough? If they want something else, I'll bring it back and say, well, They want you to, whatever. Oh, I can't imagine, but whatever it is, and I probably should turn to Mr. Locklear or Mr. Bailey, and they could say, well, we don't have to have this, this, and this, but that being said, I'll take that, and we'll try to get the movement forward on this, because this has been hanging for a while. We need to take care of that. One thing I did want to mention to the board, as far as informational, as y'all know, I try to be present at every board meeting. I will continue to try to be present at every board meeting. But in the event that I'm absent, I have talked with another attorney to cover for me, because I'd like y'all to know who I would be using. You know, it may not always be this individual, but I would like the board to consider and possibly say, yeah, we're good with him. It's Kyle Felty. Now, his area of expertise, I spoke with Mr. Felty, is much more in, you know, real estate, property issues, stuff like that. And again, it wouldn't be, he's here all the time. It would be if I'm not able to be here, he would set in.
Set in your place.
And me and him would coordinate and work together. There's also a possibility, depending on how things go, you know, Steve ain't here today, Steve Freeman, but he keeps telling me he's got facts of code enforcement issues coming, okay? Because we've been kind of held back because of the LDRs. If, in fact, we get stacks of LDRs, I may need some help in getting some of this done.
Not if. They're out there.
So, you know, that being said, I will try to maintain everything we can, but it may come to a point that I will need some assistance, and I would like the board to at least have that thought out there. Are y'all okay with Mr. Felty?
I'm 100%. You need a motion on that?
I think, you know, I just wanted to make sure y'all were okay with Mr. Felty. Like I say, I may have to, if he's busy and can't be here, of course, because he does have his own practice, I may have to pull from a hat, but he will be my first go-to with different issues, if y'all are okay with that. And he's definitely okay. I've already spoke with him, or I wouldn't put it out there. And I believe that's everything. I do have the deed ready on the property that we had sold previously. These are the lots in Jim Land. So I do have the deed here. The buyer has settled up and everything's square on that end. I'm going to get these recorded, and the check will be given to the county for these. So they are done, short of Mr. Jamie's signature. We'll get that today before we leave. Based on the sale, we'll prepare another deed for
Dixie Green Acres LLC,
and be looking to collect that money also coming forward. But just so y'all know what where we're at on that process. But that should take care of, I think, of all of our sale items.
Anything else?
Yeah. Where are we at with our special acts that we advertised for?
Okay, our special acts, and I do see the proud owner back there in the back of a liquor license now, which solved one tiny problem as far as, you know, he's good to go, but we still got the issue in our county on that. It will require, just like we talked about before, we did not say what we want our minimum to be, or I don't believe we ever actually made it clear as far as,
be their decision,
you know, we need to, the minimum requirements. I know that we had talked about, I think, 1,500 square feet and seating 50. That's what I'm talking about, is the square footage and the seating capacity. The actual sales, we can't, I don't,
yeah.
I think there's no negotiation on the sales now. It's going to be
51% of food.
Yeah. And we do have Dane Gilbert, that's who's speaking in the back, who is very familiar with this. He's been working with it. He was fortunate enough. There's only a few actual liquor licenses in Dixie County that's done by population. There was one that was available. Mr. Gilbert was able to purchase it. So, like I say, he's now kind of dual certified for his business. So he can basically open it up as a bar room if he wanted to with that new liquor license. No. But, I mean, the liquor license would allow for that. But
I was back in the corner, so I know what I had to do, but I don't know
this. Yeah, but based on that liquor license, it could have went into a bar room. But instead, it's now part of Swanee Vale who's running a restaurant.
I'm just glad that when I look in the county, a lot of outside money that has every one of them. Every one that we're able to have, and it's got to go on by outside money.
Yeah.
There's one or two that is actually from here that belongs now.
Okay.
Everything else, it belongs to either a corporation or, but it's not from here.
So we do have got some relief in Mr. Gilbert's corner, but we still got at least one other institution we know of, one more restaurant in our county that is being affected by this law, ATF rule law of the, and I got it in front of me, I believe it's 2,500 square feet and 100 seating, and they cannot meet the minimum.
It's 150.
That's
where they get most of us. In this small county, everybody's on the spectrum. They have their thumb on them. All they're going to do, if we don't pass this for these other small businesses in this county, they're going to go straight to Cedar Key, or they're going to go straight to Steenhatchee on the Taylor County side. Because the only other part of property in Steenhatchee that's actually in Dixie County that will benefit us is also on the spectrum. But they've already passed. I mean, it's not a problem with them at all. But it's going to be the small people that it'll face. There's actually a local in Swanee that would love this opportunity also. Neither one of those people is allowed to be here. I fixed my problem. I still thought since I pushed this forward, I should be here. You know, I wouldn't do that and just leave them all hanging. And it's like she said down in Horseshoe, she derives maybe 12% of her business from that. But if people are going fishing and they want to stop somewhere and have something to eat and drink after they get done, and they know there's nowhere, they're just going to go put their boat in another county. So, I really, I don't see where it's going wrong. And it's something that the beauty of it is, if Cross City doesn't want to do it, you don't have to. If the county passes it countywide, city doesn't have to do it. The town, of course, you can make their own decision. Being happy on the Dixie County side to make their own decision. You know, it's something that if you don't want to do it here in town, you don't have to. We're not at Orlando or anywhere else that's passed it, but I do believe it'll benefit us a lot.
I agree with that. I got the town of Horseshoes resolution, and I think I sent it to you, Tana.
You did, and I do have it, but I needed the board to tell me, and I'm glad you brought it up. I need to know what.
I want to mimic theirs.
You just want to match theirs.
Yeah, if it's wrong, Horseshoe done it wrong, too. this is what they passed. It's 2,500 square foot and 50 people.
2,500 square foot?
What it says, 2,500 square foot.
That's pretty big, but I mean, if they pass it, I doubt
that
she falls under that.
Yeah.
That's something that, with everything I've learned with this, if y'all do pass a special act, those two things will be to adjust. You're never going to adjust that 5,140.
Right. Yeah, that's
but now, if you did have to need to adjust size, also, too, you pass a special act countywide. Let's just say somebody comes in one day and comes before y'all want to do it across city, all they would have to do is look. I don't meet your requirements for 2,500 square foot. Could we think about asking Tallahassee to knock this down there? I mean, if y'all want to do that,
yeah.
I think that may cut out the place you want to do the money, that I don't know that they're 2,500 square foot.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it would be to call on.
I mean, I'm good with whatever direction y'all give me, but I know that looking into this, there were several different establishments that we actually talked about, and that particular one I'm not sure is actually that size, but now I'm not a contractor and I don't do measurements too big, so I'll go with exactly what you tell me.
So you're good with going.
So I'll have a resolution for the board at our next night meeting to review, and I'll get that added.
Now, we got to remember, just because we pass it, they still got to go to Tallahassee, and they got to pass it up there also. So it's just something to remember. This is just one part of the struggle. So I'm good with.
And I have spoke with the attorney. I'm not sure if Mr. Conrad, who's the city of Horseshoes attorney, drafted that resolution, but I did speak to the attorney that's representing the restaurant down there. And so it may be something we can all work together as far as see if we can push it through.
And he actually was an attorney for them before he went private. So I have a feeling in all of this, if there's somebody that you want to find something out from, That's you guys. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, but he actually worked for them before he went private. So I think.
And he was very helpful. I spoke with him. He is representing and helping the restaurant owner down there trying to resolve that issue. So, like I said, I'm not sure who drafted that resolution, but I'm fine with the resolution. I did review it. I just wanted to make sure that we wanted to stay with the 2,500 square foot because that was the part that I did wonder about.
Is that it, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
And thank you, Ms. Cheney, for keeping us all straight. Ms. Hickenbottom?
I don't have anything other than, like Dwayne said, we're going to work with the department head meetings and start on the budget. That time again already.
Thank you.
We kind of figured it out as this is kind of through April 30th, so this pretty much gives all the bills and then is some revenue that's like a month behind, so that's not going to really show up until this month. Most expenditures are on there. Revenues are supposed to be about a month behind in some cases. Usually, you know, that's the way it's. Yeah, just the way it falls in. So if there's anything that you guys have any concerns with, and you will see some budget adjustments in there. Those are some grants in the airport and in transportation that have been added after the fact. So we definitely have some grants going on right now. And we are working close with Dwayne's office and Mark and Paul there for any. We do worry that it's going to get a little scary just because there are so many grants right now and, you know, the cash flow, we're not where we want to be with the cash flow, but we are, you know, praying that everything kind of hits right. We still do have some revenue that will be coming in general fund, maybe like once the tax bill hit, that should be sometime in May, so we're expecting a little bit more to come from ad valorem.
Those kind of things. Is there anything that you guys want to talk about? Anything that looks out of whack to y'all? Thank y'all for y'all's hard work. And for y'all putting y'all's, Jackie, all the stress you put in, because I know you stressed a little bit between you and Dwayne, y'all. But thank y'all. All right, Commissioner Adams, Mr. Wood.
I don't think I got nothing. I'm good.
Good deal. Mr. Hatch.
Just keep Jody and his family in your prayers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom and Daddy's both real sick. Keep them in your prayers.
Mr. Rusty.
I just have one thing. I've talked to Dwayne about it. It's a historic home site. The sign is deteriorated, and we're going to work on getting that replaced. Home site of Junius and Olive Downing on Highway 358, 2050, Northwest Highway 358. We're going to get that replaced.
Okay.
And I just want to thank everybody, all departments, for all the hard work they do for serving our citizens on a daily basis. And I appreciate all of y'all. That's all I have.
And as Dwayne mentioned a while ago, I won't be here at the next meeting. My wife, I'm just going to tell you, Dwayne wouldn't tell you, but I'm going to tell you. My wife, a couple of years, been planning a trip to Yellowstone. So she's going to be dragging me out there next week out there, and I'll be back the 20th. So
don't catch the train.
Yeah. But just keep me in the prayers because when the plane starts doing this, everything goes through your mind. I try not to watch TV and the news, and, you know, and just say the prayers and leave it to good Lord's hands, but you wonder about things like that. But I want to thank all y'all for being here today, and thank you for the good meeting. I know we started to have one that's back and forth, and if
If it went the other way, he would have had the other man in here. So it was either way it went, we'd have had someone here trying to go the opposite direction. So that's, you know, it is what it is. County's growing. We're trying to improve it. We're trying to improve it for our children. One day at a time, one second at a time, one prayer at a time, and we will get there. So now, it's y'all's turn. Anybody need to say anything?
Perfect.
Okay.
With 30
seconds. Yeah. I forgot in my whatever I told y'all a few weeks ago about the possibility of being able to request the station up to 49351. We had a lot of questions about the funding there and the requirements for it. It seems that everything is good. She's on the county and the county bank. Everything is good there. We still have some concern about the cost for the engineering and stuff. We're working week after next meeting. Like these groups discuss just how we can get to that point. I think we can do that.
Okay.
But I don't want to tell you for sure yet, but it is looking bad.
Possible.
But it may come to a point where we think we can do it.
Okay.
But commit to it. But I think we're going to be able to pull that off. And that will be, it'll be next year. The deadline was this month, at the end of the month. They've extended it to, I believe, the end of August, sometime in August. I think the end of August. We've got a little time to breathe now. And try to move that forward. I want to let y'all know about that since I told you that some of those projects we talked about, we're in the process of requesting some of the funding back through Fire Marshal's office for two stations right now. We were out $156,000 in expenditures the other day, and we're told no more invoices were coming. I had everything prepared, and the next morning I got two invoices. So I figured I would wait until we got those processes, those checks cleared. I'll get that money back. That should put us close to $200,000 if that's been we're looking for. And the only other thing is, I'm nervous. I'm sure Mr. Hatch will be too. Me and him are thinking alike. I was going to tell you, I talked about the our industrial complex out there. I think that I was sitting thinking the whole time that's a use that we could have. If the county can stick some buildings in there for lease and rents, bars, warehousing type buildings, manufacturing buildings that we can lease out, there's some profit to be made there.
Yeah.
But that would free up that land.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all. I just wanted to tell you those things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just real quick, Coal City Restore and Renew is alive and well and planning. They look at the post office. They've really been working on that. They put in a new irrigation system and try to help the plants stay alive. They're working on the City Hall project, working on the courthouse, the plants, and
looking good.
We'll invite Ms. Karen Van Arnum, she's our chair, to come and give us a report. And just thank you, everyone, for your support. It's been a blessing.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Good morning. My name is Jacqueline Ray, and I just wanted to say thank you very much for your attendance today. I am the owner of the Blue Trail of Sandy Coming Town. I want to say that the community is very supportive, and if they have welcomed me here in the last 8 months, I'm here from Broward County myself and my four children and my husband as well. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I love the things that you guys are doing here and the way that you guys are growing conscious for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We got a motion. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.